I was born in the state of Maine in America. My introduction to opera came as a child during the war when my mother, in her advanced years, listened to the Saturday afternoon matinees broadcast from the Met. I studied piano and I sang in the glee club at high school and at college. I went to one of the small liberal arts colleges in Massachusetts called Amherst. So that I had a certain amount of musical training. I studied the piano and I sang non-professionally, but I was never a professional musician. I was always a journalist. I had my first contact or interest aroused in Australia when I was as a draftee during the Korean War. I was sent to Korea and was stationed at an air base near Seoul called Kimpa, which is now the international airport, but was then a military air base. And there was an Australian unit attached there, and I had a little bit of contact with them. So that after working for a couple of years on a small newspaper in the Midwest in the States, I came to Australia in 1956, partly to see the Olympics, which were on that year, in Melbourne, although I only actually ever I got down to Melbourne for one day during the Olympics, but basically I worked for the Sydney Daily Telegraph. Then I for a couple of years, then I went to the Riverina and I ran a newspaper in Wagga Wagga in opposition to the local daily, which was owned by the not by actually officially by the Fairfax Group, but by the then general manager, I think, of the Fairfax Enterprise, so that it had links with the Metropolitan Press. Then I went to Canberra in 1964. I wasn't quite an original member of the staff of the Australian, but it commenced publication on the 15th of July, and I started work for them about the 1st of August as a sub-editor, and gradually became involved in book reviewing and then interviewing operatic-type people. The Australian moved its headquarters from Canberra to Sydney at the beginning of 1967, and shortly after that I was made sub-editor of the weekend magazine pages as well as the day-to-day leader page with letters to the editor and so forth. And I was the Sydney music critic for the Australian from 1971 to 75.